Greetings. We're in the third week of Easter, and today is April 16th. Our thoughts turn first to our pilgrim Pope. The invention of the airplane revolutionized travel, making an impact on all areas of life, including the life of the Church. 60 years ago, in January 1964, St. Paul VI became the first pope to make a trip in a plane. It was the first time a pope had traveled outside of Italy since the early 1800s, and the first time in history that a pope traveled outside of Europe. For his inaugural journey, Pope Paul VI went on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. This became the first of his many visits around the world to be with the people of God. During his papacy, Pope Paul VI traveled to North America, where he addressed the United Nations and celebrated Mass at Yankee Stadium, South America, Africa, Oceania, and Asia. His travels earned him the name the Pilgrim Pope, and he set the example for future popes to do the same. Although the plane the Pope flies on is nicknamed Shepherd One, the Vatican doesn't actually own any of its own jets. On this day in 1867, Wilbur Wright was born near Millville, Indiana. Together with his younger brother Orville, he built and flew the first airplane in 1905. We now turn to our Gospel, where we see the apostles still doubted, even with the risen Lord in their midst. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Matthew chapter 28, verse 17. This appearance of the risen Jesus to the 11 apostles up in Galilee is found only in Matthew. It is the event that ends his gospel. Matthew does not describe what the risen Jesus looks like. He gives only the disciples' reactions. Their first reaction is to worship Jesus. This word takes me back to the beginning of Matthew's gospel, when the Magi finally found Jesus. Their first act was to worship him. Now, after abandoning Jesus at his arrest, the final act of the disciples is to worship him. But they also had some doubts. Matthew is teaching me that disciples of the Lord will always be caught between worship and doubt. The truths of my faith are never mathematical or scientific certainties. Inevitably, from time to time, for just a millisecond or longer, doubts flit across my mind. Matthew is encouraging me, don't panic because doubts come. Faith, like hope, doesn't come from within me. It comes from God. And God's gifts don't wear out. Need my faith strengthened? I can talk to the Lord about it. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.